How many people think that my tie is the same color as my pants? No, like, seriously, raise your hands, but do it quick. I've only got 3 minutes. Okay, cool. So let me solve this riddle for you. My tie is green, my pants are red, and your ability to see the difference is because evolution went backwards. See, in most animals, most older animal species, like the insects or the birds, they actually have really good color vision. But most mammals, unfortunately, are red-green colorblind. But then, when primates evolved a little bit later, evolution reversed course and color vision made a comeback. And that's kind of weird, right? Like, the idea of evolution wandering backwards is kind of backwards. And that's because a lot of us have this idea that evolution is this goal-oriented process, always going from primitive to complex, from fish to frogs, from monkeys to humans. But this isn't the way that evolution really works. Evolution doesn't really have a goal. It stumbles and it wanders, and it really never keeps all of its eggs in the same basket. It's kind of like Lord of the Rings, where those four hobbits spend like 4 movies wandering through the forest, and then Gandalf comes in and in 10 minutes covers the same distance on a bird. Like, why go through all the extra steps? And so I want to look at other evolutionary wanderings to see what I can learn from evolution. And so I turn to the nightshade family, and it's got a lot of horticulturally important crops: tobacco, tomato, petunia, and here I found a ready-made example of an evolutionary wandering. The fruit of the tobacco plant on your left is these tiny dry seed capsules. And millions of years ago, they eventually gave rise to the juicy, fleshy fruit of the tomato. But then, these same berries gave rise to the dry, spiny seed capsule of Datura. And my question is, why? Or maybe more importantly, how? Is evolution truly reversing? Are we using the exact same genes in the exact same way to recreate something that we already had? Or did that middle phase as a berry leave some sort of lasting impact on Datura developmentally or genetically? And so for my PhD, I'm going to be using the CRISPR-Cas9 system to delete a couple of genes that I think are important for the fruit development here. And the answer to these questions isn't just important for basic science. By understanding how fruits evolve and how fruits re-evolve, we can better direct their evolution through plant breeding. And we can make fleshy fruits that are easier to process or juicier, or dry fruits that are more ornamentally attractive or less invasive. And so for my project, I'll be looking at these plants, and I think that's very important because we get to look more at the evolutionary wanderings, and like the author of Lord of the Rings said, not all those who wander are actually lost. Thank you.